Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us to talk about the cattle inventory report up next.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the certified Angus beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Today's report brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's breed.
Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Month later than we thought we were going to get the numbers, but we now have the cattle inventory report based on January 1st data, January 1 of 2019. Daryl, give us kind of an overview of what you're seeing out of these numbers.
Well, I guess my initial impression is really no major surprises. You know, the all cattle inventory was up about 0.5%. Beef cows were up 1%. That's a little bigger than some people expected. You know, the calf crop was 1.8% bigger. Feeder supplies, when you work through the inventory numbers and make that calculation, was up about 1% from last year. Beef replacements were down 3%. So all in all, this report basically confirms what we've been saying in my mind, that, you know, we did see minimal growth in the herd last year, but we're probably very close to a peak here as we go into 2019. I think we're on a plateau probably for 2019, expecting little, if any, growth at all in 2019.
I guess what we added, about 300,000 beef cows numbers total?
Yes, that's correct. And again, you have to remember that USDA typically makes some revisions to last year's numbers. So they did make some changes to last year's numbers. That gives us the, it's like 0.95% increase this year. In terms of my own estimates, using the old numbers before the revisions, the beef cow total is actually very close to what I had it at with 0.5% growth. So it's up a little bit more, but it's from a smaller base from last year. So, again, it's pretty consistent with the general expectations, I think.
I know one number that a lot of folks watch closely, I know that you do, are the replacement numbers, the numbers of females being held back. What's this telling you as far as this report?
You know, the beef replacement heifers are down 3%. They were down last year. You know, again, both indications that we are slowing down, if not finishing herd expansion. You know, all the signs have pointed to that through 2018 as we watched heifer slaughter. The heifer on feed inventory in the delayed January cattle on feed report that we got a week ago also showed a bigger feedlot inventory continuing. So all of those things added together are consistent with the idea that, again, we are slowing down, if not finishing herd expansion. We're kind of in station keeping mode, as far as I can see at this point, with enough replacement heifers out there to hold the herd steady, but probably not much change as we go forward, given the way it looks right now.
I guess some of those external factors, including weather, lack of drought, at least for right now, across a good bit of the country, that also bodes well to at least maintain the mama cow herd.
I think so. You know, obviously we do have some very severe weather out there right now in the northern plains, in the Midwest. There will be some negative impacts, not only at the feedlot level, but out in the country, no doubt. We're very close to getting into early calving season for some people. So we'll probably see minimal impacts from that. I mean, I'm sure we'll hear about some impacts. I don't think it'll probably change the overall numbers that much. Beyond that, once you get past the winter weather, moisture conditions in most of the country are in pretty good shape, so we're probably set at least for a good start as we go into the summer grazing season in 2019.
You know, coupled with that January cattle on feed report that we got this month, as well as these cattle inventory numbers, what does that tell you as you look out over all of 2019?
Well, again, we still have, you know, we have a pipeline of feeder cattle that are still working their way through the system. You know, again, with minimal or, you know, with about a 1% herd growth in 2018 in the herd, that means, you know, there was a bigger calf crop in 2018, and there'll be a slightly bigger calf crop yet in 2019. So we're going to continue to see adequate to slightly growing supplies coming into the feedlots. That's going to help maintain. We expect beef production to be up a little bit in 2019. Obviously, right now, winter weather is impacting carcass weights and for that matter, slaughter a little bit in terms of short-term delays. But overall, we expect beef production to increase modestly in 2019, and it'll probably still be up slightly yet in 2020, but again, approaching a peak.
I know some of these years that we've had this wet weather in feedlot country, and we've had sloppy conditions, and hurting performance gain of these animals. Some of those years, we've seen some pretty nice spikes on cattle prices. Are we going to see that this year?
Well, I think we likely will see some impact. Obviously, this time of the year, from a fed cattle standpoint, we're kind of expecting some seasonal increase anyway towards a peak here in the next 4 to 6 weeks. This will reinforce that a little bit, the winter weather. It hasn't happened yet, and we've been kind of holding steady, but I think there's a lot of expectation, certainly on the part of cattle feeders, that we'll be able to push this fed cattle price up close to the 130 range here, if not this week, probably next week or two. Box beef prices have to some extent already responded a little bit with some strength in those markets as we have kind of squeezed short-term supplies a little bit. So the winter weather will definitely add to the kinds of things we would normally expect to see here as we work our way through the last part of the first quarter of the year.
I guess one last question, Daryl, in regards to our guys that are running cattle on pasture, wheat pasture especially, the agronomic side of things is that we have hit first hollow stem, so I guess decision time has arrived on whether or not a person is going to be grazing out this year or trying to maybe pull back and try to harvest for some grain. I know a lot of these guys are looking pretty hard at that decision.
I think, you know, that's right, and it's certainly time to make that decision. You know, definitely we're seeing first hollow stem in the southern half of the state. It'll be moving north and across a broader set of wheat varieties here in the next, you know, few days. So producers really need to be monitoring that. If they do intend to try to harvest for grain, they need to be monitoring that and get prepared to go somewhere with those cattle, either to market or at least move them somewhere else. Obviously, there's lots of challenges right now. We've got wet, sloppy conditions that are really making it a challenge in some cases to handle these cattle and be able to do what we'd like to do. But the time is there, and that decision is going to have to be made in just the next few days.
OSU's livestock market economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2019 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale Saturday, March 2nd at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. This year's sale features 76 registered Angus bulls with EBDs that meet CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of their bulls on their website at davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2019 Value Genetics Sale, March 2nd. Don't miss it.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.